was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
If I take hardcore drugs, will I understand you?
I don't have an answer to that question.
You don't, because you know it's true.
Rome is your brain on drugs. That's all that there is to
it. Okay.
Is your brain on drugs?
Wait a second. There's a little blue and green microphone over there. Why aren't we using it?
Because it's fake.
Damn it. Yeah. It's a McDonald's.
You are the next American Idol.
I am.
Off the hook.
Adam, I think it's settled.
It's one of those things that makes your voice shake when you sing into it.
Yeah, see, AJ, I told you.
Oh, like auto-tune?
It's already happened. Look at it.
Oh, spike the mic.
That's the bomb, dog.
Okay, so, just so we're all aware, Adam is now officially uploading these podcasts, so you are not allowed to bitch at me if it takes forever to get up.
I was
supposed to do the last one. AJ and I had a nice fireside chat. But it was boring as hell, and I didn't post it for too long, and I was like, whatever, I quit.
I opened a shitty pack of HeroClix.
Yeah, you
fucking
did.
Fucking all civilians or whatever.
That's
dumb.
And ever since we've been playing Nerf Roulette, here we go!
Oh you're dead!
Shot himself in the forehead.
That's the third time in a row that I have shot this Nerf gun after spinning the chamber, and it has shot me, and that's really unlucky.
That is.
Yeah, you should never play twice, Russian three roulette times over. When you get older.
When I get older. Well, you should never play
Russian roulette. As opposed to doing it now.
Ron refuses to play even Nerf roulette. He just won't do it.
Well, he's smart. He doesn't want to die. What if it was a real bullet?
If we're playing Russian roulette with a Nerf gun, can we call it Prussian roulette or like something similar?
Okay.
Not quite there.
Prussians are like more hardcore than Russians, though. We need something that's less hardcore. It's French roulette.
Swedish roulette.
That's the best.
All right.
Here we go.
Open.
Spin chamber.
Spin.
Though French roulette's pretty good, too.
Oh,
that was hardcore.
Rowan, you're blown. All right.
Rowan's balls to the walls. Here we go. He wants two bullets.
I want two bullets.
I just realized.
Here we go. AJ's hardcore. Angry face.
Okay, with that.
My brains went everywhere. Where'd the bullet go?
Okay, I'm actually opened it.
Well, what you just heard was the excellent sounds of all four
of the Lazy Gamers podcast.
Playing Swedish roulette.
Where the fuck does bullet go?
I thought it went over to you, Mark.
I know it's in my skull right now. Oh, I found it.
Okay, it's on the desk. I'm your host, Mark Dries, as usual. With me today is the reigning champion.
Damn.
He says hello.
Hello!
Sun salutation. Also, Adam Subot. Oh, he's doing the wrong. Gonna be silent,
Dad. No, I have a nickname. I'm waiting.
Adam.
The Ringmaster? Oh, no, that's
no,
you.
I'm the Ringmaster.
No, you're Diet Dries.
Adam is the Eviscerator.
There you go.
I don't want to cut you that, though.
I agree.
I'm the reigning champion. Because I'm a champion at everything.
Rowan, your brain on drugs, Kirkbaum.
I like his new nickname, for sure.
Better than Lanhard.
So, as usual, we have no news, yeah?
Oh, well, here's the biggest news I found all day.
Okay.
The director of the Uncharted movie has left. That means no family fun movie. I'm like, thank God. Mark Wahlberg, though, might not do it then, which is okay if Nathan Fillion does it.
You know what Mark Wahlberg is good at?
Mark
rapping. He's good at rapping and saying hello to goats.
Yeah.
He does both of those things rather well.
He's kind
of
like me then, isn't he?
Mark, what was the name of our group at lunch? Marky Mark and the... I don't remember what we were doing. I think we were singing a song.
I don't remember.
And we went by Marky Mark and the something.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch is the original.
Right, I don't remember what we called our lunch group. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
there's something clever.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I feel like I'm going to give myself a hernia.
You are. No, you already did.
Things that the listeners can't see.
Oh.
He's holding a ball between his legs.
Just one. What was I saying?
I don't know, I interrupted
Lance
you.
Armstrong.
Something about Marky Mark saying hi to goats?
I don't even know the situation of Lance Armstrong's balls, but I don't know if he has any anymore.
I think he has one.
Yeah, you think so?
I think so. We could look it up, but I'm too lazy.
Well, he lost both, but Chuck Norris lent him one.
Oh.
He has many spares. He keeps them in cases. Anyway.
Also, he's like Davy Jones in Pirates of the Caribbean, except instead of a heart, it's balls. It's
testicles.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
All right. So I just realized that we do have news because the fireside chat didn't go up. So we have a few things that we haven't actually talked about, but we've talked about. The major one being Project Cafe. I gotta set this down and make all sorts of noise with it.
There's the Nerf gun.
Project Cafe is the Wii 2, pretty much.
That's what we're calling it officially.
Oh, is that?
No, it's the Nintendo Revolution 2.
No. We're calling it Project Cafe because that's the original one. Like, we still say Natal.
I don't try to.
It has already been dubbed the Stream, which...
What the fuck? Why?
I know. Like, why do they set themselves up for stupid jokes? I don't understand.
Someone already called it what was Aaron calling it? He's called it something the other day. It was like the weenie. That's what Josh was just making.
Well, from the Wii comes the Stream. So
yeah, exactly.
The weenie's streaming all over your controller.
It's not good. They don't understand the market.
No, they don't understand how everybody made fun of the Wii because of its dumb sexual name.
But admit it, that got it at least like 500 more sales worldwide.
Well, maybe.
All right, Ron, what were you about to say?
Probably got him a little bit of sales.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. The whole plan here is that they are gonna cater again to the hardcore audience.
Finally.
Its specs are better than a PS3.
So which I highly doubt.
No, like there's actual statistics.
I know. There's,
on it and what parts
IGN actually made one.
It's like AMD processors.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really stepping it up graphically. And then the controllers are, and they haven't released whether they're going to be wireless or wired, but then
I would assume wireless.
They are regular button controllers and then have an LCD touchscreen in the middle.
6 inches, I believe.
Yes, and then they're going to be backward compatible, so you can still use the Wiimote as well.
Boom!
And in all of this, I can't figure out how anybody is going to afford this monstrosity.
Well,
the question is this thing on par with Dr. Core?
The thing is with it, though,
it won't be for long,
is Nintendo can afford to lose money.
Oh, yeah, they can.
If they lose money on this company,
they have money bleeding out of their ass. So
if they charge $300, but it's actually worth $500, then they can lose that money, but then they will make so much more money on the games market. That's how standard consoles work, is you lose money.
Yeah.
Nintendo can lose a little bit more money than standard and still make money out of their every orifice on games.
Yeah.
We need to stop bringing up Orify.
But they're bleeding out the ass with cash.
Especially on such abstract concepts as a gaming company.
You see, I like to think of a Nintendo as a giant something.
And Miyamoto's rectum.
Yeah. Because he just shits out thing after thing.
Directly into his frontal cortex. And any idea he has, just flops out onto a disc.
Press it, guys!
Transported directly out of your wallet.
Wait, is his liver a light scribe drive?
Yes, it's just burning the disc.
That's why they haven't upgraded to Blu-ray yet. He has his own special disc.
Miyamoto hasn't had enough fiber.
Oh god, that's probably what goes on. That we're pretty accurate, I bet. We'll have to check
and
that.
And when he dies, it'll be like Lennon in a golden case.
Well, yeah, he or actually, it wasn't Miyamoto. It was Iwata. Iwata was in their investors conference, and they were talking about all the things that they're going to change about the Stream. Like they were discussing what things made the Wii fail, and how they're going to strive to fix these things. And one of the major things that he touched on was that the Wii just completely alienated any third party developers because. They tried to keep it so secretive, like, oh, there's all this crazy technology and I can't tell you about it. And so nobody started developing ideas early enough.
Show me the ports.
They didn't have a good lineup. So
So that's the first year and a half, there was nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they were so open about the stream, but that also threw off customers, or just gamers in general, because we were like,
how the fuck's that going to work, and how expensive it going to be?
Yeah, and since we were like, why, since when has Nintendo ever been like,
cool,
here's our whole plan, you can list it now, get ready to buy it.
Oh, it's God. Coming out in 6 months!
Linux funded them.
Linux doesn't fund anything.
Doesn't matter. Linux that is why they're open.
Itself. It's open source.
Yeah, because Sony kicked them off the PlayStation. No more Linux running. That happened a long time ago. People were pissed. Who cares? Who really is like, I want to run Linux on my PlayStation?
We just lost 5 listeners. Yeah.
Probably.
Thanks, AJ.
You're welcome.
We're only sorry. Had 2, so now we're -3 listeners.
You know what? Well, if you're -3 listeners, suck it.
Wow.
Awkward silence.
What was that? You said, hey. I'm confused.
No more moving the table.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Fell. Okay.
I was wondering what role was gesturing.
Don't worry, I could have caught it.
You know what I want right now? Fucking Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins? What is wrong with you?
Wheat Thins are delicious.
What do you want?
I think the problem here is that Adam's getting paid by Wheat Thins.
Wheat.
Oh, God.
Wheaty goodness.
Wheatley.
From Wheatley. Oh,
which
my
is
God.
An excellent segment into discussing Portal 2.
Should we call spoilers, or are we going to try and
I haven't played it, guys.
I don't want to spoil it for AJ, and AJ can't fast forward through us talking.
No, I can't.
So, we're not going to spoil anything. I told Kyle that I would have him on the podcast, but when we talked about it, but he said he was busy today, so I don't know if we want to do this today, but we're getting kind of behind on reporting on how awesome
let's
Portal 2 is.
Let's just report.
Let's just do it. Portal 2... Buy it. Just get it. Just don't... Just stop listening to this right now. Go out to the store. Purchase this game. It's fantastic. The writing is excellent. AJ moves the screensaver. The writing is excellent.
I could just
the gameplay is excellent. The maps are excellent. The puzzles are difficult without being frustrating.
Mind-boggling.
Like, the longest I sat around was 8 minutes maximum. Like, that, and that only happened once. It's
you know
good.
I think you like to sort of buff yourself when you make these descriptions of games. When you told me about it, you had sat there for 15 minutes twice.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking liar.
You sat there for 15 minutes twice when you told me about it when I was first torrenting it.
I don't think that's accurate. All right, whatever. You caught me. I'm a liar. You know what? Get off my podcast. Our podcast.
This is our baby.
Sir.
Oh, God. It's a good podcasting day.
Agreed.
It's sunny outside. We're in a basement.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to do it Wednesday when it was downpouring, but you guys were at Six Flags, so I couldn't do that.
Physics!
It's a solo podcast. Go.
It's just me talking for an hour. If there's anything Charlie Sheen has taught me.
Wait, no. Are you kidding
me? I got tiger blood.
Let's players on YouTube do that. All the flipping time.
But I'm not on YouTube.
Put yourself on
YouTube.
Nor
does anybody like those people on YouTube.
Mm. True, I suppose. But some of them have like millions of viewers daily.
That's
so weird.
It's scary.
Shay Carl.
Shay Carl,
your couch looks like a giant strawberry.
It is.
Shay Carl.
It tastes like one too.
I just like to point out that Shay Carl could have a 5-minute video of his fucking couch.
Oh, yes.
And people, millions and millions of people would watch it thinking, what's going to happen all the way through? They're just sitting there, glued there for 5 minutes.
I would be one of them.
Aww.
I like Shay Carl. He's a good guy.
You know else is a good guy? Batman. Which leads me to Batman Arkham City.
I think specifically Batman is meant to be a sort of hero anti-hero paradox, isn't he?
He's a good guy though. I don't understand the paradox.
Never mind.
Do you have to play Portal 1 before you play Portal 2?
No.
No.
Not really.
I played Portal 1.
Portal
wasn't
1
that
is still
special.
Definitely worth giving a play though.
But if you're anything sort of a nerd,
I would not buy it
plot.
Though.
Yeah.
I would not buy Portal 1.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know Portal, alright, so you're in a laboratory, and they are running tests, logic tests.
Turning you into a human centipede.
No, they don't turn you into a human
centipede. Are you sure?
Centipede.
I'm pretty sure that was the start of the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, you play a character who's trying to escape said laboratory. The puzzles are formed by this gun that they give you, and you shoot one portal, and then you shoot another portal in a different place, and these two are linked. So say you shoot a portal on one wall, and a portal on another wall, you go in one wall, you come out the other. You shoot one portal on the ceiling, one on the ground beneath you, you'll fall infinitely. And the whole goal of this is just to get out, like, through each level, like, physically, your character, to another doorway.
Elevator.
Usually there's obstacles in the way, like buttons, and you gotta...
The deadly lasers!
Deadly lasers!
Companion cubes!
And there's a horrifyingly evil robot that is
not that evil.
Not Gladys? She was number one villain of 2009.
I really don't see why she's that big of a villain. She killed a lot of people, but I've seen worse.
But she's cold and unfeeling. No. Number one villain from IGN, wasn't it?
It was GLaDOS.
No,
it was GLaDOS.
I think Wesker honestly is a better villain.
When was Fallout 3? Was that 2010?
That was, I want to say...
I don't even know.
9. That was 2009.
Was it 9? Because I'm pretty sure that the president from Fallout 3 was...
I would probably even say he's worse than GLaDOS, but yeah, I didn't think he's that evil either, but... Well, I guess...
You just sympathize with evil people, don't
no,
you?
No, I just...
You're like, John Marston, he's not that bad.
He's not, though! He's a good guy! He kills all the bad people.
Yeah, and he can also kill all the good people.
When do you kill the good people as John Marston?
Look, okay,
have you played the game, Mark?
Stop and think about this. On a previous podcast, Brandon shot a Mexican dealer. Not like a drug dealer.
Okay,
like
I'm talking about the story.
11 times in
I'm
the
talking
face.
About the story, not the dumb things you can do on the side. As a story, the character is built to be a person looking for redemption. That's why it's called Red Dead Redemption.
All right, here's the deal. AJ, you said you were going to have me over to play it. You never did. Heavy Rain.
Not my fault. You're always busy.
I'm not busy right now after this podcast. Actually, yeah.
You are busy, aside from we can't do hero clips. By the way, are you busy Friday?
Friday?
Yes. Friday.
At 7.
At 7. We could go to House of Heroes before 7. Unless you don't have money, in which case.
I have money. I got money.
You got money?
I got a
diploma.
I got credit cards. This is my checkbook.
Hey, I think I might have some 25% off coupons for you guys if you want.
You should hook us up.
Yes. How many 25%?
2.
Now, my question is, do the 25% offs
they work on anything in the store?
Or multiply?
What?
Like, can I have 4 25% offs for free?
No, it's one. Dude, haven't you ever used a coupon before?
I used a coupon.
I don't need
that's
coupon.
What. That's how Adam and I got our fat packs for Magic, because I had a $25 off coupon at House of Heroes, and we bought fat packs for like $10 less or something.
Yeah,
sweet. Well played.
But you can only use coupons like one at a time.
Yeah. Most of the time.
That's why we bought both of our things at the same time.
I only used one coupon in my life because I shop at like St. Vincent's and resale stores and shit like that.
A good way to do it.
It was excellent.
Cheaper.
They don't make coupons for St. Vinny's.
They should.
Otherwise, yeah. They used a bunch of them by then.
All 50% off all pre-owned items.
Like, oh, 50% off, what is it, a nickel now? Nothing there is expensive.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Ron, I'm drawing a picture of your brain.
Although I bought...
On drugs?
I bought this exact chair.
Actually, I've never done drugs.
At St.
So
Vincent's.
It wouldn't make sense.
I know you would.
For like 25
Oh, really?
I just said bottles, and then I said ducks, trying to say bucks.
It was like but
that ducks. 25
When you
ducks.
Bought it, was the cushion originally like the white kind of thing, or did it have a different kind of cushion on it?
It was like a corduroy texture, and it was white, and it but.
So I'm wondering because I think we had more of these, and we might have given one to Vincent's, so. I don't know.
I might have.
I don't know, but
oh,
that'd be interesting if that's what happened.
Something orange on it.
Oh, that's probably not ours.
Okay, because I covered it up with like a black sheet.
Right. Yes. Okay. Then it's not ours.
Definitely
that would have been interesting though.
Your chair is more oval. This is more circle.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think so.
Usually it's the same chair.
Rattan.
Rattan.
It doesn't seem the same to me.
Oh, okay.
But hey, Adam.
Everyone's like, wicker. And I'm like,
rattan.
Rattan.
What?
Share your picture.
Oh, yeah. This is a picture of Rome. This is a map, actually.
It's going down.
Can you see it, Ron?
No, the listeners can't see.
It's okay. A bunch of purple scribbles.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
Is purple because he's a royalty.
So did we hear about Brink?
Apparently it's not very good. I've heard mixed reviews. Okay, here's a review from one Josh DeVoe. It's good, I give it an 8.5. Here's a review from IGN. It's a 6.5. So,
right, here's the deal.
Well, he said it's a rent, though.
What I've heard is, do not buy it, just rent it.
He said he'd buy it for 30, maybe. But not full retail.
Well, isn't it, like, a really short game, too?
The single player is short and... And online's the only quality of it, but you can max out in a day.
Yeah, the online, you can max out in a day, and it's just a shuffled around version of the single player maps.
Yep.
It's all the same content over and over.
What does it matter if you can max out in a day? Multiplayer in a first person shooter isn't about the RPG elements, it's about the shooting. Like,
I wouldn't say that's necessarily true, though.
But I like unlocking things
like
constantly.
In Bad Company, that's what kept me coming back. Like, I need to go up the engineer class now, and now I gotta do assault. Which
and that's why I don't play it anymore because I maxed or I got all the stuff.
I'd
so
like
I'm
to
like,
point
no,
out
no.
that you just phrased it. I need to go up at the engineer class, and you did this motion, which if the listeners can't see, which I know you can't, he shoved his fist.
You just alienated all the blind people.
Up the engineer class. Hey now.
You know what, engineer class, engineer ass.
Exactly.
Miyamoto's ass.
Miyamoto.
He needs to stop fucking at Nintendo.
Oh my god. Just like, it is his fault.
Just right. Like, Marvel right. needs to stop fucking up their characters.
Oh, speaking of, here's the deal. As the Skyward Sword came out, yeah.
No, it never will.
And, yeah, probably not. Here's the deal. Old people who should have retired, but haven't, and are now boning the companies that they own. Miyamoto.
Not Stan Lee, though. He's not the one fucking everything up. Well, maybe he is. Secretly. He's not the one writing the comics. That's the problem.
He's in all the
but
movies,
he's approving
though.
It.
He's in every single Marvel movie.
Yeah, he is.
It's amazing.
For no reason whatsoever. He was like Hugh Hefner in Iron Man.
My favorite appearance of his was Fantastic Four 2, which was a horrible movie. But he's trying to get into the wedding, and he's like, but I'm Stan Lee.
Yeah, that is the best one. I forgot about that one. I like the one where he's like got the smoke jacket and he's got all these bitches on him and he's like,
Hugh Hefner,
yeah.
Hugh Hefner might actually be one of those old people.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner?
Running Playboy into the ground. People don't want to buy your porn anymore.
They actually don't. It's so there's so much free on the internet. Like yeah.
They're probably going out of business. Who
like
else?
Most magazines.
Oh,
let's
forgetting
see.
His name. The zombie guy. Forgot his name.
Zombie guy.
Oh, George Romero.
Yeah, George Romero.
Oh my god, he is.
Oh, yes, yes.
He's ruining everything.
He's ruining his
he's
legacy.
Just,
I'm going to make a
like, well,
dumb
speaking,
movie.
Speaking of ruining legacies and old people who are ruining the business, Brett Favre.
Brett Favre?
Not that I'm a big football guy.
I was
going to
say, none of us care, really.
Fail.
He's an idiot. Showing dicks to people on the cameras or picture phones.
I don't care that he did that at all.
I just think it's dumb.
His daughter having a meth lab.
Really?
That
like
happened?
A massive 17-person meth lab.
That's
his daughter,
damn,
though.
That's hardcore.
That's not him. Can I buy
He approved
her?
Of it. What?
Can I buy your subwoofer?
Oh, Morpheus' daughter. Morpheus' daughter
know.
Is doing porn.
Favre approves of this meth
What?
Lab. I don't...
Morpheus from, like, The Matrix?
Yeah, I don't remember
So
his,
Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter is doing porn. If any of you want to go look that up,
Whatever.
Have fun.
Career
Nah,
choice.
No.
The performing arts.
If it was Lawrence Fishburne, that's a different story. I don't want to see his daughter. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I don't float like that.
I was discussing whether things like that are blue collar or white collar.
What?
Pornography.
This has gone down an odd alley.
I think it was Nathan Franz. He wrote, "Isn't that no collar?"
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, they don't wear collars.
Not at the end. Anyway.
Or the middle.
Or
if it's good porn, not
really
at all.
Really anything after 2 minutes.
What were we saying before?
I got some cream. Let's fuck.
Hey, teacher, I'm failing. Oh, really? I have something special for you. Oh, okay.
Drop your pants. Boom. Print it. We're so creative, we can make porn, make millions.
Yeah, that
we can buy all the hero clicks we want.
I quit this podcast now. Officially. It's over. Shut the lights out. It's over. Let me see the time we have left here.
Probably sure lots.
Too long.
Oh, we God, have plenty of time.
We've been talking about bollocks for 25 minutes. Here's to 35 more.
That's why the listeners listen to it. They like it.
Okay, well, I just realized that we still have mail for me, Vanini.
I'm debating if I want to rant about Spider-Man dying.
Spider-Man died?
No.
Yeah, they killed Spider-Man, and I think I want to get fired up about it. I don't know.
That was a good executive decision.
I thought I heard Roan say, sweater Venn diagram. Like, sweaters I wear, sweaters people like, sweater vests.
Sweater vests.
Because the only sweaters that you wear that people like are sweater vests.
Damn straight.
I like sweater vests. Yeah. I should wear my sweater vest.
Alright, did we say something about
it? What was the name of my album?
I'm thinking about it.
I don't know.
It was Matt Schuster made it.
I don't know.
Come on.
Doesn't matter. Think rests? Of it. Think of it later. We'll talk about AJ's rant. I want to hear AJ's rant.
I don't know. You already ranted on the same shit.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. All right. I would say is, I think some meth head shot him. I don't know exactly what happened. He was shot. Dumb. Fuck you, Marvel.
New day, same sweatshirt.
New day, same sweatshirt.
I could rant about escort missions, yeah. Though.
I totally could have told you that. That's what I... Okay.
I thought I was thinking on the sweater level.
Yeah, me too.
Continue.
I could rant about escort missions. That's some fun shit. What? But everybody hates them.
Everybody hates escort missions.
Yeah, everybody does. I don't know why.
Just this is what I thought was dumb. Okay, you know, escorts, sometimes you get a little fun loving at the end. Well, Resident Evil 4, you know, you get to the end, and then Ashley's like, hey, Leon, wanna fuck? After you saved her life. And Leon's like, no.
Leon says no.
Yeah, I'm like, what? You go through all that, and you don't want to get a little reward out of it? Come on.
Leon is saving himself for his wife.
Ada, who tries to kill him every game. I know he wants to bang her, but he's never, like, she's a deceptive lady. You know, it's never going to work out, Leon. You gotta accept it.
Leon.
And then he dies in the new...
He's just running from his problems.
And he's gonna die in the new Resident Evil game, apparently, because you can kill two characters.
You, sir, have the makings of the next bullshit doctor.
I know. I am the next bullshit doctor.
Dr. Dries, succeeding Dr. Freud in penis envy.
He did like them penises.
Oh, Freud. How wrong.
Have we ever talked about the new Resident Evil game?
No.
Raccoon City? I think we do.
Raccoon City? No, it's not, though. It's more like special. SOCOM.
Yeah, it's like...
What?
Yeah, because now this time you're... I think you're playing between, like, the police department and Umbrella.
Yep.
So, like, Hunk. And you can kill, like, key plot characters to Resident Evil. So, in the trailer, you can kill Leon Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Which I was very upset about, because I like Leon. He's the best character.
Well, that makes it an alternate universe, though, right?
Yeah, so it's not really...
I don't know,
part of the timeline.
But I think how it was described to me is that it's like more strategic Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, and it's third person.
Is it going to be...
It's basically SOCOM. Yes, it is. It's going to be like four-player co-op. I think there's going to be death matches for some reason.
Is it going to be four players specifically on one console?
It's too far out to tell.
We'll see.
They'll probably say something at E3. I mean, that seems like a game that could...
E3's coming up.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
in like 2-3 weeks.
Do we have some E3 predictions?
Oh, hold on.
All right.
Before we have any E3 predictions, I just was about to say a sentence that I realized that is the easiest and most accidental stream joke there can be. I was about to say, maybe it'll come out on the stream.
Excellent. Stream joke number one. Tally it.
There's a mock on the tree, sir.
E3 predictions. I would assume they're going to give more news about that.
For sure.
I'm praying to God for more
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, holy shit, they need more games.
Isn't the server not even up yet for
PDF? I don't think so. And they, guess what? They need to stop remaking old 64 games, because if I wanted to play Nintendo Ocarina of Time, I'd get out, dust off my old 64 back there in the corner, and I'd play that. Though, it does look a lot better now. It looks the way I remembered it in the old days, but for one thing, I'd rather just have a Wii remake or something where it's on the big screen. I don't really want to play a big game like that on a handheld.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Not to mention the fact that the 3DS is not all that great.
No, it's not.
It's. I don't think it's selling that well either.
I want... Okay, if you're going to remake Ocarina of Time, I want an HD remake on a PlayStation 3 or something so it can handle it.
Think about what you just said.
Okay, well... I know, I'm just saying, because Nintendo isn't anytime soon going to make it on an HD console, because they're fucking lazy, and well, this cafe is just coming out now.
Here we go.
In a few months.
All right.
Or whatever.
What you want, HD remake, on a good console.
Yeah,
good console is better. And maybe slight revamp on the characters, right? What Miyamoto wants you to have... Wind Waker cel-shading remake of Ocarina of Time with no other changes.
Stop shitting on my games!
I don't think he's gonna do that. But I could see him doing it.
I could, because he's an idiot.
No, no revamp on the characters. No, he'd totally fuck with the storyline, too.
Okay.
I just want a straight HD,
Change
beautiful.
Everything except for Navi. Hey, listen! I wanted to still say that same... I want the same sound.
Oh, I want that to stay.
Listen!
I don't want any of the sounds to change. I just want it to look like, say, Twilight Princess, because that looked pretty good. I'd like it to look like that, because then I'd play through it again.
What else I would like is a revamp on the music.
The music, yeah.
Not
changing different music,
the music,
but just
like,
re-record it with an orchestra.
Yeah, with a full-blown
orchestra.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
It's MIDI files, which really kind of pissed me off, because Super Mario 64 came out, it had a fully recorded orchestra. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't MIDI, and then they came out with this 2 months later. I know this is like 1990, and I'm ranting about something ridiculously old.
Well, we're upset. We're fired up.
You know what you might like, Adam?
Phantom
with
Death.
The Super Nintendo. I think you can plug the controller
Fantasy
into there, Devin. And then, like, because the sounds are built in,
oh, yeah.
You can...
I've seen this before.
That's awesome.
I forgot what that's called, too.
Wait, what?
You plug a controller
you
into
like,
Super Nintendo, and then, like, you can manipulate the sounds.
Because the Super Nintendo, the sound chip was built into the original, like, the console.
Yeah.
And didn't come out of the TV. So, it can be modded without much work so that you can play the SNES as a instrument.
The SNES.
That's sweet.
The SNES. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I forgot what it's called, though. It is a term.
Also, I'm currently drawing
chip
the most
chip tunes. That's what 8-bit music is called.
Yeah, not chip.
It could be the game title. Chiptunes.
I don't know.
Chip-chop.
Chip-chop.
Now we all
similar
are going
to nerdcore.
Home and look up Chip-chop.
To nerdcore.
Or Chip-hop.
Nerdcore is the name of my Geek Squad ripoff. Get it? Because like nerdcore, like core. Yeah, I know, but get it? Because nerdcore, you know, like a squad.
I'm just letting
you know. Oh yeah,
so
Jake told me that.
Try to Google your business and they find... terrible music.
Well, Jake's like that. Use that name because that's a type of music. I'm like, okay, I will. And thus the nerdcore
like
was reborn.
I like AJ's business.
It's a good business. I have an E3 prediction.
Yeah.
Half-Life Episode 3 will not be announced because Valve isn't gonna be there.
Valve's not gonna be there at all.
Well, they might be there, but they're not announcing anything.
Oh, I'm positive they're not announcing episode 3.
They said they will not announce anything, period.
Really?
They said that they might do their own thing, but they're not announcing anything at
E3. Their own thing? Do you mean their own,
like in their own building? They're like, we're announcing Left 4 Dead 3. Ha ha ha.
Do they, where they develop stuff?
You know what, though? Valve has the right to be, like, super pricky about that.
Oh, my God. Gabe Newell? He'd be all over that. Just like, okay, this is our own E3. It's called E4. And,
what was it? The
Valve Entertainment Expo would be the...
V.
We can't think of letters.
It would just be V.
V cubed.
V cubed.
It'd be amazing.
Valve of Entertainment Vexpo?
Yes. That's what it will like be that. Called, and it will be amazing.
Valve Entertainment. That's...
I really liked...
It takes place in Transylvania. That's where Valve...
Yes. They're all vampires,
hold
really.
On, we still have mail. Pull up the time.
Wait,
time.
We're not done with E3 predictions, sir.
Good God.
I think Left 4 Dead 3 needs to happen, just saying.
Wait, 3 is gonna happen?
No, I'm just saying it needs to, because I want Left 4 Dead on my PlayStation.
Alright, here's the deal.
With Steam.
Here's the deal, you need to stop being such a Sony fanboy. Alright, continue.
No.
That was rude.
That was rude.
Some people don't have computers that can run that.
You have a computer that can run that.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy it.
Alright, here's the deal.
For the computer.
I doubt they're gonna announce... Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah, they're gonna just make 3.
I'm sorry, 3. I think what they would do is put more expansions on it, but like better expansions that actually do stuff, not
yeah,
I suppose.
Right, you're a good point.
Yeah, I don't think that the market is ready for a third one quite yet. Because,
especially because they popped 1 and 2 out really close.
Oh my god, people were in such uproar when 1 came out, and then like literally 1 year later exactly, 2 came out, and people were like, Valve's just pumping these out.
Like Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's not what they're about. This is actually much better game, but I don't see a way that they could make... And I mean, I'm not a game developer, so I guess that's why I'm not. But
right.
I don't see a way that they could make that franchise...
any better yet?
Well, better...
Or different?
To the point where they would put out another sequel.
Yeah, I suppose.
There was such an
improvement.
Well, Activision does it every year.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not get into that, please.
I know.
Most games can't pull off that kind of improvement in one... I'm sorry, most...
Just like Call of Duty can't.
Well, did Left 4 Dead 2 run on a new engine?
Left 4 Dead 2 was on the same engine.
Source, right?
It's all Source.
Wow.
They still are running the
Source
engine.
Super old, too.
Yeah.
Portal 2 came out just... last month.
Counter-Strike?
Like Portal 2 came out just last month on Source. That same engine was used to develop Half-Life 2 in 2004, I think it was?
Yeah, it's been a long-ass time.
It's old, and it's really old, and they're still pumping out these top-of-the-line games from this engine,
yeah,
and they're still graphically competing with the rest of the market,
which
is
pretty
really
amazing.
Impressive.
It's a good engine.
Yeah, it truly is.
You know, this is a good engine. Frostbite 2, Battlefield 3.
Frostbite
boom!
2. I'm not really excited for Battlefield 3. I need to see something substantial.
Yeah, all I've seen so far is a trailer and a picture of a flamey man walking forward.
Have you seen any of the gameplay?
Not yet, no.
There's plenty of gameplay online.
All right, well, I'll look it up when I get home.
If I remember correctly.
So far, I watched the first trailer that they put out of, like, the dudes on the roof and they shoot the
helicopter and the plane. And
No. They hit... Shoot, like a sniper out of a building with a rocket launcher.
That was
and it
sweet.
Like blew up the front of the building, and it was cool, but it was. The same
well, I think they're saying more stuff. They're gonna do more substantial things at E3.
E3. I get to come here on the contest. I win on the Eagle Network.
Oh man, I had another good. Oh, Dead Island will probably be at E3 in that game.
My God,
that game's looking really good, I gotta
actually,
say.
Actually, a lot of people have said that it's not actually that good.
Dead Island got, they downgraded it. Like, it got significantly worse.
And also,
well,
you know how hardcore the trailer was and made it seem like a serious game?
Yeah, people were upset
it's
about
a joke
that.
Game.
I'm not upset about that. I think. Have you guys seen the gameplay for it?
Say something. Not yet.
I have.
Wrong.
Is it still going to be four-player split screen?
Yeah, well, I don't know about... probably split screen. I don't know. Stop asking that question. I don't know the answer. It's going to be four-player, for sure. I think they said split screen, but
graphically...
Oh, it looks good.
It does?
I can pull up a trailer right now, but I won't, because it'd bring up that... I mean, not the trailer, gameplay. I can bring up the
gameplay
right now. Okay, we'll pull up the gameplay.
All
right. I thought it looked pretty sweet.
I'm really pissed that it's a joke game, and they put that...
Well, I'm a little upset, but
you're right.
It's okay.
But Borderlands is the same thing, and that a lot of people like that game.
Reminds me a lot of Borderlands, to be honest. But really, everyone's saying, like, when the things they showed out so juvenile that this gameplay was with a woman, and it was, take that, zombie! You know, it was nothing... Mm. Nothing you don't see in a George A. Romero movie.
Nah. Oh, George Romero, just die. Die and turn into a zombie that does not make films.
Go to California as the first
kid. He was in Call of Duty, by the way. Did you know that, George A. Romero?
Seriously. Goes to California, ask the first dude he sees for euthanasia. Dude, who are you? Why are you wanting to commit suicide? George A. Romero. Oh, here you go, man.
George A. Romero.
Where the fuck did it go?
It's like 11 movies. I'll find it.
From what I heard, it's similar to Dead Rising. Not necessarily in terms of gameplay.
It's kind of. But I wouldn't.
I didn't like Dead Rising at all.
I didn't either. I guess I just played the demo, but like, it was boring.
I discussed Dead Rising on this podcast before, I think. Like, I reviewed it, maybe I reviewed something else. We did this dual thing.
I kind of liked the shopping
this
cart.
This is not Dead Island. I was going to say, that's not Dead Island. That's Typing of the Dead, I think.
That's ridiculous. That was the Dreamcast, right?
Typing of the Dead?
Yeah, I think it was for the Dreamcast. It might have been, it probably was for the computer too, but I think
it
might have for the
Dreamcast. Yeah, where you gotta type the words that are on the, that are by the zombies and then it shoots them.
What?
And somewhere near the same.
It's like Mavis Beacon or All the Right Type.
It's like, so freaking awesome.
It's set up like that, but the zombies that are coming at you, you gotta type the word that's on the zombie and then it shoots them. And so there's like the different kinds of zombies and then there's, you know, there's longer words for stronger zombies or whatever.
I like that picture.
Okay, so you're aware that I now have to become a computer typing teacher, right?
Oh, God. Are there such things other than just, like, elementary school teachers?
Well, no, there's Mr. Vanderheiden teaches computer essentials, basically all you freaking do in that class is just type.
We do a little bit more, but...
How is L.A. Noire, by the way?
I haven't played it yet.
No,
it hasn't come out on the PC.
Because they're a bunch of twats.
They truly are.
They're twats. Oh, this is gameplay. This is kind of the beginning.
This is it?
Yeah.
He's punching your body.
Well, you can do lots of stuff.
That zombie got up super slow. And then he bat its head off.
We're like, Derek.
Is his name.
They're going for the touchdown, see? They're running with the zombies.
Right, check it out. There's a truck driving.
I'm sure he will.
Now, if somebody is actually driving this, or if that's just a cutscene, I don't know.
You can drive a car.
You can
They show it later.
Okay.
You can walk around. They have a fast travel system like Fallout would.
That's something I like to hear.
They have, you can just walk to places if you're weird. Or if you have to, because sometimes
the interface looks very, very similar to the Call of Duty Nazi Zombies thing. Like the little quest icon appeared in bloody text up in the upper left hand.
Yeah,
radar.
I see what you mean. They might even be making fun of it.
Yeah,
it easily could.
So you got a little knife, a little melee knife right there.
So far, I'm really not liking this.
Well, we haven't seen it.
True, it's true.
I'm sure it'll be cool four player split screen.
Would you stop with the split screen?
I think I'm right about that.
It would be, but like he's just assuming. And
that's, yeah, well, I'm assuming because it's pretty much right.
I don't know. It looks like he's on a big fortress of some sort.
Yeah.
So I guess it really all depends on how.
This is like the safe zone.
Is he purchasing a weapon right now, or is he
saving? That's a. Oh yeah, no, that's the workbench. Kind of thing like Dead Rising 2 has.
That's exactly like Dead Rising.
That is. That's really the only thing that makes it reminiscent to Dead Rising is the workbench.
FPS looks crappy.
The comical style is similar to Dead Rising.
It might. Okay, I think that might be too.
Yeah.
The FPS looks really crappy.
And the sprint bar,
choppy.
Too. I think that's a good addition.
Well, it's something in regards to the FPS, the frames per second, for people who don't know. Either that's the video running slow, or they'll probably fix it before release.
Oh yeah, there's some bugs, but I mean they'll fix it.
It's
still they have till August.
So this isn't looking like it offers any amount of challenge at all.
Well, this is the beginning.
I understand that, but like right now there's just.
I think they show some like more difficult zombies later, like some what you would call them. I mean, he's just kind of just showing off, like, the stuff you can do with it. This guy's like, oh, I'm going to hit you. He's like, I'm going to kick you.
I don't know. It's typically in zombie games, in my opinion, I like to have weak zombies, massive hordes of them. And what this is looking like, he's taking multiple baseball bat swings to kill one zombie, and there are nails on the aforementioned baseball bat, and they're only coming at him one at a time. And I think that that'll get really old really fast.
This, it's too early to tell, really. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I can see that, you know.
What I'm noticing is that there's a lot of, like, oh, now that I killed this zombie, I'm going to kick the body. Like, watch, he'll probably do this one, too.
You got to double tap. That's just safety.
That doesn't mean that they're dead just because they're down. You got to wait till the head spreads.
That one, like, went quick. But then it awkwardly just stopped and started walking.
There's another one running at him, and he, like, bent down and picked something
up. Okay, that was cool, though.
Yeah, I like that, grabbing it and punching it. Yeah, that was cool.
It turned into, like, a quick time event when he...
Oh, this is funny. This chick, she needs help. She wants some quest up, and the guy just drives away.
That's true, he does.
He's like, I don't want to help her right now. Yeah.
See, that's a cool feature. I always like when there's vehicles.
Especially in zombie games. And they can, like, run over zombies.
Yes, absolutely. Alright, so he's driving down the road. It's tropical, by the way, because it's, you know, dead
down.
Okay, that would be cool. Really annoying.
And then you punch out the window.
I like that.
But not to be too critical, but the animations are really weird looking perspective-wise.
Yeah.
Like, when he punched out that window, his arm was, like, super long and thin. He just, like, spaghetti shoot!
That's like, fucking fantastic!
Punched the window out spaghetti from a shoot without moving forward.
Also, do you have any idea how much blood just flew in his face? I don't know if you were watching.
A lot.
Oh, enough.
There's a ton of blood in this
enough
game,
to cover a baby.
It doesn't look like there's any amount of dismemberment.
He probably has an amount of dismemberment.
Did you see the head is exploding? I think there's dismemberment, but, I mean... Again, they got some kinks to work out.
No, I think that's a person.
Okay.
He's getting a mission. Right,
which might be the same thing, really.
Oh, no, don't even go there.
What's to say we're not all zombies?
Hit him with a hatchet.
Hey, what time are we at? Because we've got to
get the mail.
Mail from Ivanini.
All right, let's turn this off. It's like halfway through.
I want to find the part where... they're fighting a bigger zombie here.
Bigger zombie?
Yeah, that's a bigger zombie. He takes a lot of stamina to kill.
But he's still moving.
She's in rage mode right now.
One at a time, and it's like, why?
Yeah, but it's a boss. It can knock you down.
Are there gonna be weapons in this game?
Like, have you noticed though the stamina bar? I think that's interesting. Like, if they do add more zombies later,
I think stamina bars are a bad idea. Like, remember playing Wild Breath in games like that when you'd run for 20 seconds and you'd have to stop for 30 seconds.
Left 4 Dead had stamina bars. They were unnoticeable unless you were really in a situation where you would run out of stamina and that would be dangerous.
There's a couple zombies over there.
It's good that they have a stamina bar, in my opinion, as long as they do it right.
And as long as it doesn't become an issue couple of seconds.
This is a lightning machete.
Well, the other thing is it depends if it's a game where you feel where there's long distances and you feel like you need to go everywhere. Then stamina bars really become a problem.
That's because I fucked up, motherfucker.
Anyways.
Oh, he's a suicide zombie.
Ivani.
Oh, God. Here we go. All right, turn it off, AJ.
No, but it's
turn it off.
It's one of those games where you really can't judge it until you play it.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's, I mean, things like that.
I'll have to play
really
it.
Gameplay based.
Luckily, we don't pay.
Hey, guys. I'm so glad you talk about me.
Oh, well, we're glad we talk about you, too.
Few things to talk about. That's without the A. That's apostrophe B-O-U-T.
My brethren.
When?
It's
abbreviations are
knee, like Adam says it.
Fucking what?
Even me.
No.
I'm still going to call you even.
We know it's Ivani. We just want to say even.
It
just gets.
Okay, Arnold, who had sex with two women and had babies at the same time.
More syllables as we go here. by the way, I accept you now that you said it right. She's in reference to Adam, that is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, remember, she's the one who doesn't like you.
Yeah, I remember.
Still doesn't like you.
She just accepts you. It's like when civil rights happened. We accepted them, but...
We're not okay with it. B, how does Mark think it's even Nini? There's no extra ni. Like Knights of Ni, we are the Knights of Ni.
If you don't get that, watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes. C, can Mark talk like a black man?
Oh, he's the resident black man.
I actually am. That's something that you did not know about me, probably, but we all randomly decided a long time ago that any time that there were not African Americans around our general vicinity, I was the designated black man. And,
in case we ever needed one.
That's right. In case there was
like a designated driver.
In case there was some reference to African American culture.
Or the A-team.
Or if I just need to play the race card.
Or if we entered a horror movie.
That's true. You die first. I die first if there are no.
Yeah, but you have the smartest intelligence in the horror movie. You're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And then everyone's like, no, we gotta investigate, says the white people. Yes,
but then
and then they all die at the end anyways.
And... yes, I can talk like a black man. I don't do it that often because I'm not that good at it, and I'd rather talk like a Russian.
Your brother can talk like a black woman, like nobody's business.
Didn't he?
Paul can talk like a black woman. It's funny. African-American woman.
Yeah.
No need to be politically correct.
I like to do the Russian accent every once in a while.
Russian, so, die!
I caught the bullet in my bare hands.
Ah, bare hands. Kill him again!
Make a bunch of noise. Every time I'm in Pick and Save, I do this accent, and I'm thinking about getting a job there, so it's going to be very, very weird. I'm going to have to make a decision if they do hire me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You really remind me of the Russian from Star Trek.
Ensign Chekhov?
Yes.
Chekhov.
Or at least the one from the new Star Trek movie. You don't really... I don't remember what the older one sounds like, but you do for sure sound like the one from the new one.
The new one?
Which was really good, by the way.
Yeah, it's such old news, though.
I know, but it's...
I've seen it. It's alright.
Anything more to her email?
Star Trek or Spider-Man?
Really?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, still? Nice.
I want Roan to have his own column. Now, clearly, you're a little confused. Because...
she just doesn't know what to call it.
It's a segment. And as far as columns go, if there actually are columns, like if you're reading some sort of written transcript...
I'd like to know about it.
I'd like to know where you're getting the transcript and who is writing it.
But whoever's get them to write it. That out.
I need to know now.
I want to know.
Who's wasting their time with this shit?
Cool
bad
kids.
Enough that you guys listen to it. Jesus.
Oh my god.
You're a dick.
What would Roan's column be called? Like daily mutterings of a non-philosophical philosopher?
We actually did talk about this before, and that was basically the gist of it.
should we have daily mutterings?
I know you do.
Daily mutterings?
Yeah.
Alright, well, okay, here's what to do.
I'm really good at Russian roulette.
We're going to have to come up with something by the next time we podcast. We can't pull one off this week.
Philosophy with Rome.
Right, we can brainstorm on the air because there's only one last thing. Tyler should still come back. I love you guys. Thanks for telling me to email again. This is my new email, the one she sent it from.
And
I sent her, when AJ and I did the Fireside Chat, I actually, Ivani, I sent you an email, and then I said, you'll understand when you listen to the podcast, in the email.
Oh, God!
So I guess you'll never get to know.
We can send it to you if you want, the little segment.
That'd be a hell of a lot of work. For
you cut out the segment and put it
for one listener.
I could do it.
The one listener who writes in mail out of the two.
It's worth it to keep them listening.
Her listening.
I said, like, you know.
Yeah, it's her, like we have a singular listener.
I know, but there's at least two, Mark.
There's at least
well,
two.
How do you know?
You and me.
Yeah, that's true. I do listen to it, actually.
Wait, so you two somehow add up to one?
Yeah.
Or is it someone else?
There's at least two. But then
there's at least three. Okay.
I don't know how often even
two,
Nini Benini listens.
Three is what you just said.
Yeah, I know.
Meaning that there's
your mind's
three.
Just blown. Deal with it.
Oh, God. All right. Ideas for segments for Roan.
Sexy time with Roan.
Wait, is there any more to the email? Because we're almost done.
There's nothing left of the email. All
right.
We're almost there. Just the brainstorming.
I definitely invite you all to send in some ideas for Roan. I'm sure
especially
we
you, even.
I'm sure we won't get any.
You guys.
The email is my personal email, dukeofzombies@hotmail.com. That's dukeofzombies@hotmail.com. That's a period.
Now look at his spell, period.
I got this shit. This is why no listeners have sent us mail, because they spelled it Duke of Zombies, like the African zombies. We're going to get shitloads of mail. I promise.
Wait. Wait, what?
The African zombies. Yeah. Zombies.
Nobody spelled it that way. Plus, I have it in the description. You guys have no excuse. Get on it.
Get off lazy ass.
Damn, I was going to say something, and you made me forget. With your rant. I'm very ranting, upset.
Spelling out the email that they can send us mail to. Because
it's yeah, but it's in the...
It's just very upset. He's got an unloaded Nerf gun.
So I'm going to shoot myself until I die.
Oh, actually, it being in the description is really up to Adam. So, Adam, I need to remind you to put it in the description.
Well,
Are you drawing a knife?
It's in the podcast description. What this was actually going to be was originally a sidewalk, and then I was like, I don't want to draw a sidewalk.
It's an orange knife now.
Hey, I would gladly do a segment. What was the word?
Segment?
No, the other one.
Column?
The good one. Column.
Write it out and just email it. Even.
The problem is, I don't know what like...
Daily, you just spout your crazy shit for 30 seconds, and it'll work.
There we go.
I have something to say.
Probably what
she meant. Yeah? Go for it.
The PlayStation Network was down for a while. We didn't get to this. We got to it last time. I just think the listeners need to know. It'll take 30 seconds, Adam. It was down. It's up. Store's still down. The end. Boom. Watch that. I was amazing. I just summed it all up for you.
Yeah. But you know what? My hatred is not based on time. It's based on I hate Sony.
Why do you hate Sony?
Because you love Sony and I need to be a balancing force. I am Miyamoto's bitch.
Comes on his ass. Two ass.
When you go on my Facebook profile and look at top 20 games that come to my mind, 18 of them are from Nintendo.
God of War. Metal Gear Solid, Infamous, Resistance, Uncharted. Yeah. Ocarina of Time, Mario. I was just throwing you a fucking bone.
Alright, here we go. Half-Life 2, Unreal Tournament 2004.
Or 3.
That was a crap. Right, I liked it. It wasn't as good as 2004, though. Just
the single player is too difficult to play by yourself.
Bad Company.
That was ironic.
Two.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have Good London's coming out. Thought I'd say that.
Again?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right.
Speaking of games like that, Hellgate London's coming out again. Also, All Points Bulletin.
So, like a new Hellgate London or like a re-release?
A re-release.
Like, for those of you who don't know, this is like the game. When I think of Diablo 3, I think of Hellgate London.
When I think of Diablo 3, I think of Gauntlet Legends.
When I think of Diablo 3, I think of Warcraft 3.
Anyways, let's let Roland talk.
But yeah, it's coming back out. After Handbitsoft kind of shut it down, it's coming back.
And APB, sexy because back. They are stupid and they couldn't support their servers, shut down about a week after they opened up.
Oh,
and now they're open back again as a free game.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, shit.
It's not out yet. But All Points Bulletin, APB, look into it, because it's
pretty good. APB looks so good, but I was like, I'm not going to pay money for this.
Oh, what is APB?
APB is
like GTA, but MMO.
MMO.
That's what I thought you were talking about when you were talking about Crimecraft. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Crimecraft.
And I played Crimecraft, and I was like,
Crimecraft isn't
that's awesome.
As much PvP as it. Well, it is PvP, but it's not really the same, because you got to go into particular areas. Which, in APB, you do have to go into a particular area, but it's open world, pretty much, because the area of the city is fucking huge that you're supposed to be shooting each other in.
So what's the free one called?
All Points Bulletin.
All Points Bulletin, okay.
And Hellgate London is probably also going to be free.
Oh, duh, that's what APB stands for.
Alright, oh, you have to finish. We have to
All right, I have to finish all over this podcast.